It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, Caleb Williams might be living on a prayer. Might need a little John Bon Jovi in his life. The DOC is with us for another hour. Matty Ice is here as well. You, we'll get back to you as quickly as we can. See you, Frank and Charlotte, Mike and Wheaton. You can always listen live and free and on demand on the Odyssey app or at theteam980.com/listen. And you can go back if you missed any part of the show, any interview, what have you. Not going to have a last week was a heavy interview week. This week, not a heavy interview week. You know, it's a short week and all that. Doc, there's some big breaking news around the NFL, as we've kind of mentioned during the trending alerts. Shane Waldron was fired by the Bears 10 months after getting the job. And
they did him a blessing. What, did him a favor.
Yeah, 9 games into his first year as the offensive coordinator in Chicago with Caleb Williams. So you have that, which is not exactly surprising because that's like the move you make before you fire the head coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing Eberflus will not survive the season, and if he survives the season, he'll be fired immediately after the season.
If he's lucky.
Right. Yeah. But there's a new report from some radio guys, but one of them is not just a radio guy. It's former Bear receiver Tom Waddle. And his partner, Sylvie, I think it's Mark Silverman, Mark Silverman, okay? ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Multiple veteran Bears players have reportedly requested that the team bench Caleb Williams for Tyson Badgett.
Why?
Well, don't have the details on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine some part of it is a lack of production. Maybe being overwhelmed and all that scampering around because he's not seeing things. Well, like when people think it's just about the offensive line and just about Shane Waldron, and then they see Shane Waldron get fired and say, you see, the organization thinks it's all Shane Waldron. Are they seeing how many open receivers and how many potential things Caleb Williams passed up, like a lot of rookies do? And like Jaden Daniels, quite honestly, has done a few times, maybe more than a few times this year, and I've tried to chronicle them.
Well,
but,
I'll trust,
you know, the bottom line is it's not anywhere near as bad as it was and is for Caleb Williams. And so the question becomes is when your teammates start to say, it's more than just the OC. It's more than just the offensive line. He's not ready, or he's not doing his job, or he's not doing something right. That's a bigger problem than we realize.
Jay Gruden said on this air that when a former head coach is critical of a game plan,
mm-hmm.
you don't hear that often on air. And I heard Jay say that. They got a code themselves. And when one of them says that, that means it's blatant. So I'm going to go with Jay. When Jay says that the plan is that poor,
mm-hmm.
then the kid should be benched for his own interest. Mm-hmm. But then they fired the guy that had the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I go with Chicago. So everybody kept talking about it wasn't traditionally the bad team because they had this, that, and the other. But where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't want to believe it, but you'd heard about it. And there's something to be said about getting rid of the football. No matter who it is, nothing is good for anybody that holds on to mm-hmm. that ball. We had it here the last couple of years. What was the problem? The kid wouldn't throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't ever know. Is it the coordinator? Is it the line? Is it the receivers? What is get rid of the ball?
Right.
So when a guy's, now he's a terrific athlete, why is the ball still in his hands? Are people not getting open? And according to Jay, Jay knows a hell of a lot more than I do about it. It's about route concepts. People are still running, should be open. So now it's getting so technical. So I'm going, if this is the number one asset in the world that you paid for, you might want to shut him down. Then I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. This dude played at SC. They were horrible. He kept him in almost every game. He gave him a chance to win. What are we saying? So we're going, maybe you need to shut the whole program down. Why are you going to stick him out and make it like it's just him when you know it's all them? So, you know, it's like if I'm his parents, and you got guaranteed money, right? Then go in there and tell your kid to come on, take him home. I'm taking him home because I don't trust any of them. So if I would do a deal as a parent, I'd probably have to step in and be a fool. Because who do you trust at this point? If players are saying the guy needs to step down and get him out of there, it's just, this is the worst I've found. But it's Chicago.
Well, I mean, obviously, you start with it's a complete mess, right? I mean, to fire a first-year offensive coordinator 9 games in should tell you everything, right?
It's the Bears.
With the number one overall pick. But quite honestly, this was my main criticism of Caleb Williams, and while I wasn't as sure as everyone else that
nobody
he was the number one overall pick,
nobody could
was
be.
Because I kept saying he, A, holds on to the ball too long, which is a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
And you can get away with it in the Pac-12, the Pac-8, the Pac-2, the Pac-6,
whatever.
And whatever. You can get away with it against Oregon State. You can't get away with it against the Packers, the Lions, the Vikings, the Houston Texans, the Tennessee Titans, whoever. You can't get away with the stuff that Caleb Williams got away with at USC and even at Oklahoma in the NFL. You can't.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.